Hello, my friend, and welcome to this special April energy update. I'm Molly Williams, and I'm so excited to be here with you. It's been a minute since I've done a monthly energy update, but the energy of April was just too irresistible. I had to get in here. I had to do an update. And as always, if you know that you want to listen to the whole thing, this will just be a summary. The whole April energy update is on my app, Wild Minds. The details are in the show notes. So if you want to listen to the whole thing, it's over there. But for now, let's just settle in. Feel free to go for a walk or listen to this in your car. Whatever resonates with you, this is a big one. Let's get into the April energy. April is traditionally a beautiful month. This is one of my favorite months of the entire year. For many of us, we welcome the spring. There's a lot of creativity, change, manifestation, beauty, ease. The feminine energy comes through regardless of your gender, being mode. We have a lot of peace in this time because we see nature coming back to life. Even if you live in a warmer climate, you can feel the shift in the air, the changes that are so present. I live in upstate New York, and I often see the bunnies around this time and the flowers starting to bloom. Life is happening. And just like the cute little bunnies, we are leaping. We are leaping into this new time. And let's get into that, because what does that even mean, leaping into a new time? It's likely that you have been on quite a journey over the last probably 2 years, maybe longer. You've always been on a journey, of course, but this particular journey has been one of you coming into your own, reclaiming your inner power. You have let go of a lot of things, learned about boundaries and supporting yourself. And there has been an extreme push, I want to say, to believe in yourself more than ever before and to really step into who you are and who you want to become, claiming that highest version of yourself. This journey has likely been filled with some ups and downs. You may be listening to this and think, but there's so much more to do. I'm just getting started. But I want to acknowledge this moment. I want you to think about how much you've already done. Truly, this is the end of a cycle, a chapter, an era. And I hope that it feels that way to you because you've done the work. And now we are really letting go of the past, not temporarily, not for a few weeks, not for this cycle, this April energy update. No, no, no. This is truly releasing the past. You are going to find yourself being more detached from the stories and things that you used to be bothered by or triggered by. You will care less and less about this because you are so different. You have healed in ways that you can't even imagine. And that healing has been so expansive for you. And now you've been learning, you've been growing, evolving, changing, expanding so, so rapidly. And this April, this is the time to start to find your footing, your new energetic landscape, which I absolutely love the idea of. I know I'm throwing a lot at you. I always do. But we see this conclusion kind of come to be with the April solar eclipse in Aries, a cosmic clearing of sorts, a time to center ourselves in the new era of your life. Again, some of the things that used to really bother you, stories, things that people would say, it's so irrelevant to you now. You don't even feel it. There's no worry there. There's no taking it on anymore. You have healed. The Navajo believe that solar eclipses were a sacred time, a private meeting for the sun, the moon, and the earth. They believed it to be a time to go inside and reflect and to show respect for the earth. It was also associated with manifestation, this manifestation of this meeting for the sun, the earth, the moon. And it's a powerful moment, regardless of how you feel about it. It is so powerful. And it has a history of bringing in and breakthroughs and transformation and deep healing. The total solar eclipse in Aries is the most important astrological event of our entire year, maybe the next couple of years, honestly. This is almost a gateway to this next chapter, this next era of your life, the leap that you are asked to take here. You've done the work, you've healed, and now you are putting everything into action and truly being the person that you have been working towards becoming. I will be leading a 4-day eclipse challenge leading up to the total solar eclipse. It's going to be wild, extremely powerful, extremely potent, all about transformation, all about breakthrough energy. It will be on my app, Wild Minds. There are hundreds of you that have already joined. I would love for you to join. It's going to be really exciting to work with. The details will be in the show notes. Get in early. It's going to be really fun. I'll have meditation practices leading up to that. So what does this all mean for you? There are a few things to focus on. This is a time to connect with slower living, intentional living, meaning I want you to deepen your practices, to take your time, really expand your meditation practice, burn incense, journal, get into a morning meditation routine if you can, set the tone for the rest of your day with a beautiful sacred practice. Have a cup of tea, be intentional as you get ready in the morning, appreciating the gifts that surround you, making your life beautiful by having a grateful heart. There is so much beauty around us. Make your bed. Again, take your time. This is in part because this is a time that is known to be so-called chaotic. We are in eclipse season, so slowing down allows you to not feel as overwhelmed by this energy while actually utilizing this time in a productive way. Because if you quiet the noise and you slow down, you are more likely to receive the messages and to gain the clarity that this time is known for. And it will feel really good to you in the process. Spring is a beautiful time. There is something so romantic about it, and we can feel this through our practices and how we move through our days. On April 5th, Venus will enter Aries, which is all about love, all about the feminine, high vibrational energy when merged with Aries and a sense of passion. Aries is known for passion, known for drive. And as we are in eclipse season, grounding becomes that much more important. I will talk about this later, but feel this love, feel this creativity. Whatever you do, try to do it with love. If you feel tense, if you feel that sticky, stagnant, negative energy, back off, let go, go for a walk. If you feel creative, move with this, love this, flow with this. It's really important to feel into the love this month. What feels loving for yourself, for your creative work? What are you inspired to do? As I've mentioned, on April 8th, we have the eclipse in Aries, all about the shakeups. New pathways will be revealed. This can be a time of forgiveness that is closely associated with solar eclipses, healing, letting go of the negative or stagnant energy that you've held on to for a long time. You are not the same person. You are letting go. This isn't the time to limit yourself or downplay your dreams. That's old energy that's in the past now. This is the time to rise up and embrace your unique gifts and abilities. You cannot go back. You are moving forward. You've done the work. You've healed so much. And now it's time to really let go of that last chapter. There is no more work to be done right now. On the stories, on the beliefs. You've done it. You've done it. So leave that in the past meaning it's time to walk on, it's time to step forward, and it's time to fully accept who you are. You are ready, you are here, you have arrived. No limits, no space for self-doubt or hesitation. This is about being direct and asking for what you want most. That's not to say there won't be work to be done in the future. I didn't mean to say that, but right now you can trust that that chapter of hard work and healing is concluding, and this is a new time. Having said that, with the shakeups, don't be surprised if doors open that you never saw coming, or opportunities that seem completely random to you, but also very exciting. This is a big part of this next chapter for you. My approach in this time is always to cast a wide net, to expand and be very open to possibilities and opportunities that I wouldn't have thought to even manifest for myself. And that feels really good. That's exciting to work with. As you may or may not know, my love is manifestation, and I use meditation as a tool to manifest. As we create energy with our thoughts, and manifestation is all about co-creating, that is how the two work in tandem. Bit of a side note. But where I'm going with this is that manifestation is co-creating. It's not solo creating. We aren't the sole creator. We have this time of revelations and breakthroughs and shakeups and nature coming alive. And we get to really see that higher power that we are co-creating with come in and take center stage and support us in big ways. Career moves, relationship changes, financial shifts, all of it is happening. And it's all happening on this eclipse season stage. And we can choose to be afraid of that so-called, again, chaotic energy, or we can really utilize it to propel us that much closer to where we want to be, where we want to go, who we want to be. And I say so-called chaotic energy because I've heard this come up a lot recently, and I recently got a little heat on Instagram about this. There are a lot of negative stories about this time, and I think we've lost the spirit and the point of the eclipse season. For one, even though this is an April energy update, I want to remind you that no one can make you feel a certain way other than yourself. You get to decide how you feel. So if you want this to be a time of chaos for you, a time that you feel helpless, maybe a bit reactive, that is okay. And that is your choice. And maybe that feels good to you. But you can also decide to make this a time of empowerment, a time of clearing, a time of cleansing, a time that you get to awaken just like nature is doing around you. And I share this because as we become more aware of astrology and it becomes a bit more mainstream, there can be a feeling of life happening to you. And that is the opposite of what I believe in, rather than for you, life happening for you. I don't want you to feel this. You are co-creating your life always, always. You have the power to manifest whatever it is that you desire. It will be that, or it will be something better. So I don't want you to let any stories or even my own energy update to impact how you feel about something. I want you to always go with what feels right for you. Know that you are co-creating this. We have a full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd, depending on your time zone. And this is also a beautiful opportunity to soak up the newness. There are other astrological events that come up over the month of April to support this. Lots of clarity around relationships and finances. And that theme of sacred practices continues throughout the whole month. So really stay in that pocket if you can. Venus will enter Taurus on the 29th. Oh, so good. We love this because it's all about grounding, peace, feminine energy again comes through. And what you may or may not know is that the feminine, the being mode, is actually the master manifester, not the masculine, not the doing mode. So if you really want to receive, if you really want to manifest, it is so useful, regardless of gender, to connect with that feminine, to trust. Taurus season starts on April 20th. Beautiful, beautiful energy. Always comforting, always beautifully luxurious and wonderful to work with. So that is exciting, and you can look forward to that. Smell the flowers, enjoy things. That was a lot of astrology talk. Wow, I was ready for it. I was bringing it. I am going to be sharing the rest of this update with my recommendations and my personal insights over on my app, Wild Minds. Lots of good ideas and things to move into this little deeper. So I hope to see you there. I hope to see you definitely for the 4-day eclipse challenge. That is somewhere that you want to be. Again, hundreds of you have already signed up. I can't even believe it. If you have a Wild Mind subscription, you are automatically there. You are going to see the Eclipse Challenge when it's launched. I can't wait. Have a wonderful month of April.